Good morning.
Hey, Leslie, how you doing?
Hey.
Leslie, how many years have you been married?
22 fabulous years,
22 fabulous
Chuck. Did I get that okay, honey?
Yeah, you did fine. 22 fabulous years.
Yes.
Are you, because we got invited to somebody's wedding vow renewal.
Wedding vow
or
renewal.
I mean, not wedding vow, wedding bow. Wedding, not wedding bow. What is it? Wedding vow renewal.
Say
party.
That three times fast.
Have you done that or?
We haven't done that, but I would like to do that at some point. Maybe when we hit 30 years. I don't know. 25 seems really good, but not quite enough.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought that's kind of a cool idea. You have new friends 25
sure.
or 22 years later than you did then. And
I want to have the kind of party I didn't have the first time.
Kind of party you didn't have the first time. And also a party your kids would be a part of or
right.
come to.
That'd be fun.
Right? So anyway, that happened. And then the other thing that's brand new in this wonderful world that we live in is a gender reveal party. I've been to two of those.
Really?
I have been to two of those in the last 4 months.
No way.
I swear to God.
That's awesome.
It's the most fun thing, first of all. And what it is, I mean, I don't know about you, or I don't really remember about me, but... You know, it's like, oh, Mr. D'Imperio, it's a girl, or oh, Mr. Parmeter, you're gonna have a boy.
Yeah.
You know what? This happened twice to me in the last four or five months. The only when they go and see the sex of the baby,
right?
The only one that knows is the doctor. They don't
right.
tell the
yeah,
mother.
They don't.
And they don't tell the father. Then you have a party. Now, the first party I went to was in Guilford.
But if they don't know what the sex of the baby is...
The doctor does.
Oh, the doctor comes?
The doctor sends an emissary.
No way.
And is in cahoots with the gender reveal party. So listen what happened. The first one was at a golf course in Guilford.
Mm-hmm.
We went there, 100 people, all the friends are there. You get to wear, you wear pink if you're going for the girl side, and blue if you're going on the boys team. And the first one was a guy named Mike who is an expert bowman.
Right.
Archer. And so what they did was they put the target way out off the deck of the country club. And hanging from it is a balloon filled with pink or blue dust.
Oh, you better be accurate.
And nobody knows what it is.
Right.
Because the doctor filled it or told the...
Right.
event planner what it was. And so everybody's there and we had the big party. He came out long ways away. I think even his buddies had moved it 10 yards back without him looking.
Hope he's
he was
shot.
Under a lot of pressure. He pulled that arrow back and there was silence. All the pink people on one side,
right.
the blue people on it, hit the balloon. Bam! There comes all the pink. It was
oh,
great.
Oh my gosh, that's so
it
much
was great.
Fun.
Now let me tell you this one that I went to just 2 weeks ago for a guy named Mike. And Mike and Crystal were having a baby, and the gender reveal party was so cool.
What'd they do?
Everybody gathered. He lives in the country down between Sydney and Unadilla, a big house. And everybody gathered, and we all went out. And a guy that nobody knows came out and laid a great big white sheet on the grass.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing you know, here comes this great big drone. Flying in the sky over and hanging from it is a balloon with pink or blue dust in it.
Right.
He is also live streaming it on Facebook for family and friends who
course.
Live far away. And we're all looking up. You could barely see the drone. The next thing you know, somebody yells, here it comes. And this black balloon comes flying down, splat. And there it is, blue.
Oh, my gosh.
And the parents cry, and the grandparents cry. And then the theory is they take that sheet and they hang it on a wall in the family room or whatever. It's always, and everybody signs it.
Oh, that's a neat idea.
But gender reveal parties, Leslie Ann.
I had never heard of that.
Yeah, it's like the latest thing.
What's next, Chuck? What's next?
We are so prehistoric. So, in any case, there you have it. We've talked, you know, wedding renewal vows and gender reveal parties.
There you go.
It's a crazy world.
It is a crazy world.
All right, let's go back to our studios.